Radio now. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Beautiful day outside today. A lot different than it has been. Iowa State Fair coming up on Thursday. Can't wait for that. I'm going to have to get it on the back side of the State Fair, but still can't wait to get out there. Been driving by it every day. It's always a lot of fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. What do we got going on this week? So the Twins, Minnesota Twins, nothing today. Minnesota Twins are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have Thursday off, travel to Anaheim to play the Anaheim Angels on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also Saturday, we have Chiefs, Bears, pregame. There you go. We have got some football getting ready to come on. Sorry, I had to turn my fan off. It was hot in here. Yes, some Kansas City Chiefs preseason football, 11 o'clock pregame. Next Monday and Tuesday, Twins play the Royals. The Royals will be up in Minnesota. So so I'm here today and here tomorrow, and then I do not come back until the 16th. Which is that following Wednesday, and I'm checking to see, I think I told them the 16th, the 17th, I'm looking at, I'm trying to find my calendar, hold on just a second here, oh, goodness gracious. I am doing a couple of shows at the fair. I will give you the dates here in just a moment. Okay, so I'm in here tomorrow. I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I am off Monday, Tuesday. I'm back in on the 17th. We're going to see how that goes. And then the 18th and 19th, I am live at the Iowa State Fair from 4 to 6. I do believe I'll be working the booth from 1 to 5 on Thursday and 5 to 8 on Friday. So Wednesday, I'm not sure if I'm scheduled Wednesday or not. I'll find that out for everybody. But heading out to San Jose, taking Nana and Jennifer and I are going to San Jose for a family wedding. We're excited. Trying to get ready to go has been interesting, to say the least. So we'll see where we're all at when we get ready to go, but we're heading out. What else do I have? I have sponsors for the show. Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. More to come. Actually, a few in the works. So very excited about that. A very interesting weekend. Boy, it was hot. Storms last night. Depends on, real job, property management. Storms like that make you very, very busy. So, it was an interesting evening. Major news. So I thought I would, I have one's actually a sports related, but it's just it's gut wrenching. But the first one, for me, and at the radio station, Olivia Newton-John means a lot. It means a lot to a lot of people. Olivia Newton-John in Grease is iconic. I'm trying to think of a better word, a stronger word than iconic, and it's just a phenomenon. You know, it's gone over from generation to generation to generation to generation. I'm trying to think. Let me pull up the exact. I know it was in early 1978. So 1978, I was 13. A 13-year-old and Olivia Newton-John. Come on. She was, I think she passed, she was 73 years old, still looked great. I have no... So Chad works at the station, is my brother-in-law, and I came in. I mean, he's devastated. I mean, Olivia Newton-John, he's younger than I am even, and it goes without saying. I mean, it is a movie. All three of my kids, who are now in their early to mid 20s, all have watched Grease. I've watched it on a Broadway setting. I've watched it on the big screen. I've watched it on TV. She's an icon. She's always going to be an icon. Her and John Travolta, I think it can't be more than a year ago that he jumped up on stage and sang with her. Kindred spirits there. And it's an icon passing, and it's sad when this starts to happen. And I keep looking at that, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I think, okay, she's 16, 17 years older than me. And I think to myself, oh my gosh, we're getting old. And I felt that this weekend. The oldest, Zachary, my oldest, moved into a new place this weekend. Him and Hannah, and it is a absolute hoot of a place. It's gorgeous. It's just a little bungalow place that is just unbelievable. So very happy for them. It was probably a big deal for them, but for us helping and getting to see them and smiling and having a good time and stuff, it was a lot of fun this weekend. So, you got all the rest, high school football, or not even, I'm not, let me take, I'm going to walk that back. Fall sports, first practice, official practice is today. So they are going hot and heavy, and I have, let me take a, I had a screenshot of this today to help me out, because it's a big deal for me, because I'm a huge high school sports person. So we're gonna do a lot more of that this year than we have probably in the past. So hopefully everybody will enjoy that part. Let me get my phone right here. And there we go. Where did I have that? It is right here. So this is the schedule for WHO 13, you can check this out at WHO13.com. So I give them proper recognition. The Carlisle, this is kind of cool. The Carlisle Wildcats and the Winterset Huskies. I think they played last year to go to state, in state, in the tournament. It's in the postseason. That game is on the 26th. September 2nd, Dowling Catholic Maroons against the Waukee Northwest Wolves. Pella Dutch and the Indianola Indians. That's a huge game, a huge rivalry game, which is kind of cool. The Ankeny Hawks and the Southeast Polk Rams, another huge game, and one of those games from way back when. And then to end their five games, it is the Valley Tigers and the Dowling Catholic Maroons. Probably the biggest game in the state. Now, a lot of people might take I don't know, might look at that a little differently than I told you, but Dowling Valley since, let's see, 26, 18, 8, 9, 10, 11. The last 15 years, there's not a bigger game in the state than Valley and Dowling. Sorry, I just don't think there is. You definitely can give me a jingle, and you can always call in. It is 264-1700. Or you can check out me. You can call me out on Twitter. It's at @SteenOnSports. And say why you think that Valley Tigers and Dowling Catholic Maroons are not the biggest game of the high school football season, at least for the last, it's probably even a little bit further than 20. But you can have your opinion. So that's kind of a couple of the big things. Iowa Hawkeyes, UNI Panthers, Drake Bulldogs, Iowa State Cyclones. Everybody's getting ready for college football. It's a huge time for everybody. Practices are going. It's not far away. Let me get down here to the nitty gritty here. Okay, the first, I'm going to give you exact. I think I have this broken down by hours even. Iowa State, and it is September 3rd. We are here. So you have 1, 2, 3. We are a little less than 4 weeks away. That'd be 1 week, 2 week, three. Yep, three and a half weeks. 3.5 weeks away from Southeast Missouri. Coming in and then jumping into the college football season. I do believe when you look at the professional leagues that the NFL, I have their schedule right here. We don't, the Hall of Fame game, we saw that one. You have all kinds of games getting ready to come up here. So you have preseason week one, preseason week two, preseason week three. First weekend is September 8th, which means that we are from, so if you go from Thursday, we are 1, 2, 3, we are 4 weeks away. We are just a tad bit over a month away from the NFL. We're well before that for college football. That totally changes. So this is kind of like my last break. Getting now, I would take this break at any moment in time to be able to keep Nana happy, to do stuff for Nana, who I love dearly. To get to go out there and see family and all of that, it's gonna be a lot of fun. But we're doing this because we want to go and let Nana enjoy this and not have to worry about things. So we're extremely excited about that. Other than that, there is nothing in my life more important than getting to football. So once I get done with that and we get done with the fair, right when I come back, those 3 weeks right after that, we are going to go hot and heavy on football. I have a bunch of guests lined up on a weekly basis, so we'll be ready to go and jump right into that. So we had a lot of, you know, I'm going to take 3 minutes here because I got 2 minutes left. So I have 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I saw four different baseball games this weekend that were decided or a pretty big percentage decided by blown umpiring calls that even after the call and it going into replay didn't change the outcome, or it changed the outcome to something worse than what it was before. I heard today the NFL is making it a priority for their officials to start calling more incidental contact. Incidental contact in NFL was the percentage of flags thrown was down 75% last year. And the NFL takes that as a negative. I, for one, when I'm watching a college football game and a professional NFL football game, the fewer the penalties, the more exciting the games are. Now, we want penalties thrown on blatant things that happen. You know, offsides, illegal, when people move, when you hit someone where you're not supposed to. And I'm good with all that. But the ticky-tacky and the pass interference, and it gets to a point. And listen, these quarterbacks are so good. And they see this stuff happening, and they see it in film, that cornerbacks or safeties or whoever's coming over are very aggressive, and they just throw the ball up. If you would make pass interference penalties 15 yards, I think I would probably be happier. Spot a foul on a lot of these are, and some of the things that they call pass interference, and then you have another crew who doesn't. I think that's the biggest thing in the NFL is some of the crews don't call the same games. They all get graded. They all don't get graded the same. I think that matters. And in Major League Baseball, the grade marks that these umpires are getting, there are some amazing umpires in baseball, but they're getting overlooked by the 2%, 3%, which means like 5 or 6 that are really, really bad, and they need to do something about it because it affects things. Now, once it starts getting into the gambling world and it starts affecting games that way, you're going to see more change than what you think. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, your sports station. Come back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101's Off Limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steam on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Hope you had a great weekend. I know Mondays. It's a busy Monday, too, after some pretty big storms last night. It kind of depended on what side of town you were on. I have some stuff on the south side that got beat up pretty good. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. It is the station for real sports talk for real sports fans. Minnesota Twins affiliate, Kansas City Chief affiliate, you and I a Panther affiliate. It's getting close. Stuff's getting close. We're getting back into it. Can't wait. No baseball tonight. Tomorrow night, Twins Dodgers, 2 games. And then the Twins and the Angels have 3. And then they jump right back into divisional games with the Kansas City Royals. So look forward to that. Dodgers, we'll get into some baseball later today. Dodgers, one of the hottest teams in the league. My Yankees are lost 5 in a row, and it's hurting, but it's baseball, and you kind of have to go. They still have a 10-game lead in their division. You got to get to the playoffs, folks. That's what matters. You got to make it to the playoffs and then see what you can do. But there's a lot of hot teams that are playing right now, and we'll talk about them here. It's a huge series for New York tonight. Usually I can be a Yankees fan and I can talk about them a little bit. You know, you're looking at that and you go, hey, it's the Yankees. They get to play the Mariners. Those should be wins. That doesn't happen that way anymore. Seattle's not a bad baseball team. And like I said earlier, and I'll talk about it a little bit too, Minnesota had a couple of really bad calls go against them this weekend. But still keeping their head above water, which is what they need to do. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. They were founded in the Midwest. Kind of have that Midwest values. I kind of like that. In 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care. If you'd have read that 5 years ago, you'd have went, yeah, well, okay, healthcare, cleaning company. Man, you read that now, and it matters. They're always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for, depending on who you are calling in, for me or somebody else, for your employees, for your tenants. They're looking out. They're trying to make the area safer. Why does that matter? It keeps people working more. It keeps them in office working. And in this time frame, this time period we're in, it's so important. They are also certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for those individuals. And that's on touch points. It's stuff that kills stuff on contact. That's what the cleaning industry, hospitals, clinics, that's what everybody's looking for, is how to keep people as safe as they can and still getting them through, because you have to have that. It's needed every day. So I want to thank Heritage Building Maintenance for being a part of the program. Okay. I'm going to start with this. So today, and this happened a while ago, an Iowa Hawkeye recruit, her name is Ava Jones. Her mom is Amy Jones. She has two siblings and her father, one of the younger, siblings and I apologize for this and I'm going to correct it here in just a quick second. When I was going through this today, I just wrote down Ava and Amy's knowns and I will correct this, so I have the husband and father and the young son and the family. They need to be recognized because what they went through is incredibly sad, and hopefully it's going to have a magical ending. They were down at a basketball tournament. She is a heavy recruit, star basketball player, committed to the University of Iowa. And they were walking in between games, and a young man, and it's funny because they called it impaired driving. You wonder, okay, why impaired driving? Well, he was high on hydrocodone, Oxycontin, one of the two. And he ran into them as they were walking. The family lost the husband and father, and the youngest son was not injured hardly at all. Amy and Ava are starting their entire lives over again. And that is... it is worth talking about, and it's worth understanding everything that has gone on. And it's a long comeback. I mean, you're talking, they have internal injuries. They have broken bone injuries. They have a multitude of injuries. They have to, I mean, the pure blunt trauma. They're going through speech. They're going through movements. All these things. This is a high caliber athlete and active family, and it is heartbreaking. Ava is 17. She is sitting, and this is just some, I'm just going to read a little bit of this. She's sitting beside her mom, Amy, the teenager who committed last month to play basketball at the University of Iowa. She said, "My arm is injured, my knees are not the same, and my voice is not the same. I don't remember waking up, but my brother Hunter was here. They were in town for an AAU basketball tournament last month, exploring a new city days after Ava fulfilled a lifelong dream in committing to play Division I basketball. They were down at the Louisville Slugger at downtown, and on July 5th, Amy and Ava were walking down the sidewalk, and they were hit by an individual who was 33. I'm not going to say his name. Individual that was 33 years old that admitted to police on the scene he was high on hydrocodone when he lost control. The two of them, Ava and Amy, along with Father Trey and her 10-year-old brother Creek, were also hit and were rushed to a hospital. Trey, the father, passed away a short time after during the week. And that is so devastating to hear and to go through. Trey and Amy had been married for 21 years. She said it's never going to sink in because of just the multitude of the accident. They didn't know right away. It's something that individuals should not have to go through. It's one of the bigger problems in our country is drug overdose and driving impaired while under medication. It doesn't get talked about like drunk driving. It doesn't get talked about like other things do. And for this particular family, it can never be the same. When you're looking at Ava and Amy and you're seeing how hard they are working, Ava doing her best, she had to learn how to walk again, how to talk again, how to breathe again. She had to do all these things. Mom is in the same boat. So let me go back and I have to give. So I read that story. It was from WDRB.com. Chad Letzigow is the one that had it on social media, and because I've been wondering, it was the first time that I had seen that there was an update. She's an extremely talented young lady who was going to be a very valuable part to the University of Iowa basketball team. In the general scheme of things, I still would love that to happen. I want that to happen. I want her to get to fulfill her dream and do that. But there are so many things from where we're at right now to that matter so much more. They need to get healthy. They need to get back to understanding what actual real life is. They have to grieve. And the hardest part about that is that it's grieving for more than just losing a husband or a father. It's losing a friend, losing that anchor of a family, not being around for the younger son, and him having to sit there going through, I lost my dad and I have no idea about my sister and my mom. I can't imagine. And I know they have a great network around them. I can't imagine what they're going through. I can't imagine being away from home for that long, let alone not even understanding when you first come to why you're away from home and not knowing and having to relearn and to go through all that. Now, here's some good things. Very faith driven. Actually, an extremely athletic family that going through the rigors that they're going to go through is going to be easier than it would be for some of us, like a 56 bald fat guy, right? But what they need is support. They need people's support. So whenever you see the story, if you go online, you see the story, you pull up the story, you see something you can help with. Just going out there and prayer, anything that you can do that you think would help, do it. If that means, you know, going out and do, and if you're someone that has lived through this or somebody that has big feelings about this, find a way that you can go talk to individuals and explain to them the reasons why you don't get in a motorized vehicle and drive when you're impaired. And we all do it. There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. Well, this individual might have thought that too, but it wasn't fine. Lives were changed forever. And the effect is waves out there that we don't even understand yet. Because at some point in time through this process, they're going to understand what really happened. Because they really can't piece it together without, I mean, it's pieced together by someone else. But at some point in time, they're going to understand that. And they're going to need people's support. University of Iowa Hawkeyes women basketball team, the university, everybody involved, they've bought in. That scholarship offer is there no matter what. If she wants to be an Iowa Hawkeye, it doesn't matter what she does. She's going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. So if you see it on social media, you don't have to comment. You can just like and get it out to more people so more people see what the story is. More people understand what the story is. More people to be thinking about this family, be thinking about the mom and the daughter, Amy and Ava, and helping them get through this, and the entire family, and the whole entire Hawkeye family. You don't think that it has an effect on the coaching staff and the players involved? It does. They're a part of the process, too. They're a part of the process when people come in and view your school. The student-athletes are a huge part of that. So keep all of them in mind and just take a couple seconds every day and just go, okay, you know what? I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to smell the roses a little bit. I am going to take a deep breath and I'm going to enjoy, you know, I'm going to take a deep breath and the thunderstorms that happen, it's raining. There's so many good things that happen. The greatest thing of all, I didn't have to water the plants today. That was a good one. I enjoyed that. Flowers at Nana's love rain more than they do my hose, spraying them every day. It's important. So take that into consideration and really think about this family. And even if you're a huge Hawkeye fan, really buy in. Not because the bottom line is we want her to come play basketball, but the bottom line is we want her to lead a life that she wants to lead and see how far she can get and see what she can do. Because she had incredible heartache, and I'm hoping that she gets a reward at the end for fighting the way she's going to fight. I watched it on this TV show, the news, and how she's battling during all the things she's having to do. And it touched my heart, and I wanted to make sure that I would try to let it touch other people's hearts. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back. I got plenty to talk about, all kinds of things. We have baseball. We have football coming up. It's time to go to work. I'll see you in a minute.
101.3 FM and
700 Food Bank Strong.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. You need to get you home safe. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. Coming up this week, tomorrow and Wednesday, Twins at Dodgers, huge games. Friday, Twins at Angels. Saturday, Twins at Angels. Sunday, Twins at Angels. And then next Monday, Tuesday, Twins and Royals. It's an important one. Got to go. So I am here today, and I'm here tomorrow. And then I'm off. I'm checking on Wednesday. I'm not positive what I said on Wednesday. The week from this Thursday and Friday, so the last Thursday and Friday of the fair, I will be live. I think Thursday I'm live from 1 to 5. I think Friday I'm live from 5 to 8. It may be backwards. I make sure I'll figure that out. But we are doing our show live there, and as we, I hope that means Scott and I. So we'll see you out at the fair. I have to get all my fair time in the last 5 days of the fair. So I've never had to do that before, and sounds like it's going to be a great time. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. They have two locations in Ankeny. They have one location in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, saw it the other day, drive by it all the time, three locations in Omaha, and many more across the state. What stuck out to me about Northwest Bank? It was this part, commitment you can count on. Man, there is nothing more than I want from my financial institution than having that, knowing that they're committed to helping me. I get that they're a bank, it's a big bank, and they have all kinds, but they still have to look out for me. And I like that. I'm not a number. I'm a face with a name, and the commitment is there. How do they do that? Go in, open up an account, tell them Steen sent you, and sit down with a bank, with bank personnel, and tell them what you're looking for. And that's what they're going to concentrate on. And that's what they're going to take care of, so you don't have to worry about it. It could be personal. It could be business checking, mortgage. If you're a farmer in farmland, wealth management. It's a very difficult time right now for wealth management. Have somebody that has a commitment to you help you take care of that. Private banking, any kind of private banking need that you have. Let that person who says commitment that you can count on. That's what you're looking for. That is Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay. So one of the most interesting things that I saw today, and I need to give me just a second here so I can get there. Well, I had one that I commented about today. I'll do that one in the next segment. I already told you high school football, so that was very interesting. Now I kind of want to jump into this. So I kind of, when Scott was in here, whatever day, it might have been Thursday, the last day that I was in, we were kind of talking about the Big Ten. The Big Ten Network no longer. The Big Ten has a TV contract that's coming up, and everybody can talk about the SEC, and everybody can talk about anything that they want. Nothing moves in this television industry until nobody knows what's going to happen until the Big Ten gets taken care of, because they're up. It's their time. And this is the really interesting thing, and I've heard this from more than a couple of sources. Listening to as much as I can, diving through, just seeing. But this happens to be Nicole Auerbach. And she was stating stuff, and I liked what she was saying. So I went in, and then I looked for something, and then I did some research. And I agree with what she's saying. Everybody's waiting for the Big Ten's new media rights deal to be finalized, and so much attention has focused on the total annual revenue. When we first started this with the Big Ten, it's probably going to be close to $1 billion. And then you brought in USC and UCLA, and then there's always talk about maybe some others. And so that number moved. The last number I heard was 110, 115, a lot, you know. So what? 1.3 billion, 1.5. I mean, it's a number that is wow. But who's it going to be? Normally, the Big Ten has had a working relationship with ESPN, Fox, and through the Big Ten Network shared in that. There's a really good chance, and if you listen to other shows or you talk to other shows, you have the idea that this is coming down to, it used to be coming down to, is it going to be Fox or is it going to be ESPN? What she's reporting and what a lot of people are reporting is it could be a combination of Fox, NBC, CBS, Apple, and that is, I mean, it's incredible. It is, the things that are going on out there is, it is so big. The numbers are so big. And part of what Dan Patrick said the other day was that one of the things that they were looking at is not necessarily that, that Notre Dame is in the Big Ten, but that NBC wanted to keep their Notre Dame contract and get the contract of the Big Ten. That's a big move for the Big Ten, but it's big dollars. And then you find everybody else out there, right? They're all out there looking to see what is going to happen next, right? And one of the things that that you're looking at in all of this is where does the, you know, because ESPN, I don't think there's any doubt ESPN is going to have the SEC. But then what, who gets the next pawn to get to move? I still think it's going to be the Big 12. I think they have the best core right now. I think once what that package is, if it's CBS, CBS has the capability of doing that. If it's something like that, then as the Big 12 takes a look at that picture and whoever their TV contract is going to be with, then maybe together they go out and look for those markets or those teams that they feel best suit what they're looking for. Everybody looks at this as a football thing. And I understand that football is where all the money is. There's a lot of money in basketball and there's a lot of money to be made on secondary stations of all of these, ABC, ESPN, Fox. They have secondary things. Secondary market for Olympic sports is going to be a bigger deal than what people are understanding. The reason they don't talk about it is it's not as sexy, it's not as much money, but it is a point that you have to look at when you're doing these TV contracts is what else can you get on TV during off times? It is so fascinating how all this is working out and going through. But once again, just so we're all clear, and they've done a good job. And this is, I don't know if this is Kevin Warren, but I have hit him over the head with a baseball bat many a time for some quality mess ups. But if he can pull this package off, maybe with an NBC, maybe with, you know, you have NBC, you have Peacock, you have all these different avenues that they can go to. And it comes in at that $1.3 or $1.4 or $1.5 billion. Man, what a coup that is. And I love sports. I love sports talk radio and all of that. There are some times that you need stuff like this to happen. And Fox and ESPN need something like this to happen. They're too big for their britches and they think they can get away with things and they think they can do things, you know, they're not doing it for the betterment of the sport that they're trying to get out there. They're doing it for money. Maybe NBC takes a different approach. They've taken a different approach in the way that they handled Notre Dame. It's a big deal. And it's going to be a ton of fun to see how it all works out. Somebody's not going to be happy. And I know it's not the Big Ten and I know it's not the SEC. So I'm just hoping it's not the Big 12. Because then I'll have less to talk about. I don't want that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. I'll be back right after this top of the hour break.